Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Danny Kravitz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards third. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kravitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball four. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kravitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Verdon moves to second. 1 out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Averill fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verdon scores. Groat moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Kravitz hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Morin moves to third. Two outs. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Dark now playing third base. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bill Verdon. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. One out. Dick Stewart pinch hits for Vern Law. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing center field. Roy Face now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. There goes Marshall trying to get to home. Skinner throws the ball into Kravitz, who tags Marshall, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Walls now playing right field. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Grote reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill Henry now pitching. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Harry Bright pinch hits for Danny Kravitz. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Harry Bright. Don Elston now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente tags and scores. One out. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess now catching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston bunts in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face bunts towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Mahias moves to second. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-4 in the game. Skinner is walked intentionally. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mahias scores. Skinner moves to second. It's 4-3. Pirates. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skinner moves to third. Grote moves to second. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Skinner scores. Grote moves to third. Clemente moves to second. It's 5-3, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive towards first. Nelson reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Williams attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.